This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. There are moments in history worth noting, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez just achieved an incredible just milestone in history with her release of the Green New Deal, a document which appears to have been authored by a demented fifth grader. It now stands in history in the great halls of shame, or maybe the hall of fame of the dumbest documents to have ever been entered into public discussion by any active sitting member of Congress. This is it. The Green New Deal, just to give you some examples, the Green New Deal, and this is what a lot of these young people believe, the Green New Deal calls for ending all air travel within 10 years and replacing all routes with railroads. And Ocasio-Cortez explains that this is the goal, is to eliminate all air travel and build railroads everywhere. Now, I'm not sure if she's ever looked at a globe, but I'm not sure I want to take the train from Los Angeles to Honolulu. That seems like a treacherous journey to be on a train across the Pacific Ocean with depths of up to 13,000 feet, meaning you'd have to build underwater bridges a couple of miles high from the floor of the ocean. And Ocasio-Cortez says that we don't have to even worry about how to pay for all of this, all these underwater bridges. Don't have to worry about it because she says it's an investment that will, get this, pay for itself. It will pay for itself. Now, just in case you think that building bridges to Hawaii for trains to run on, you know, not to mention that salt water eats steel, by the way, and that waves would crash these, you know, mile-high underwater bridges and all the other astonishing problems with this incredibly stupid idea that she pushes. She also says that every building in America should be rebuilt within 10 years, or rebuilt or refurbished. She wants to tear down every building in America and rebuild another building there. And she seems to be, this is what's so amazing, she seems to be utterly oblivious to the fact that construction equipment runs on fossil fuels. And so the concrete trucks that you would use to build buildings run on fossil fuels. And the cranes run on fossil fuels. And who's gonna pay for all the demolition? I mean, I know that government is good at bringing buildings down. We all remember 9/11. That was a nice demolition job. They got it done quickly. But who's going to cover all the costs of bringing all these millions of buildings down all across America and then building new buildings in their place, especially when a lot of these buildings have just been built? But she says every building has to be torn down and rebuilt in the next 10 years. Well, wait a second. A lot of these buildings were just built and they're supposed to have a life of, you know, 50, 60 years, roughly, to be amortized, you know, all the construction costs. Ocasio-Cortez has no clue that this is a consideration. I'm also wondering how the senator of Hawaii, I think Hirono is her name, one of the senators there, I'm wondering what she thinks about the fact that Ocasio-Cortez wants to shut down air travel to Hawaii and thinks that you can build railroad tracks in and out of Kona and Honolulu and Waimea and, you know, just... Ocasio-Cortez is... I'm stuttering because I'm trying not to sound incredibly mean when describing her grossly impaired cognitive function. Maybe it's just insanity, like she should be in a straitjacket, but I'm actually thinking that she is the GOP's secret weapon. I'm literally starting to think that she works for the GOP. that she's a plant, that the GOP put her there to win the election, to get into Congress, and then just throw out the most insane lunatic ideas possible to make the Democrats look like the morons they are. And what's amazing about this is that the press has gone along with it, and they have propped up Ocasio-Cortez to the point where she thinks she's a genius. And yet what she writes and what she puts out and what she how she speaks about economics or cause and effect is it's some of the most insane, deranged, mass mentally ill narratives that you've ever heard in your life. She also says that all cows should be slaughtered over the next 10 years and there should be no more cows. No, seriously. This is one of her things. So in addition to tearing down all the buildings and rebuilding all the buildings all across America, which would, of course, generate all kinds of CO2 from all the fossil fuels burned for all the cement trucks and everything, and in addition to cratering the entire air travel industry, which would, of course, collapse tourism nationwide, and it would put, you know, probably a million people out of work who work for tourism and hotels and airlines and everything. I mean, it would crater the U.S. economy. It would be economic suicide. But aside from that, she wants to slaughter all the cows. Well, what about the farmers? What about the cattle ranchers? What are they supposed to do? What about the airline pilots and the flight attendants? What are they supposed to do? Oh, well, don't worry. Ocasio-Cortez has a government-guaranteed job program for all displaced workers. Yes, indeed, indeed. Like a good fascist, she has thought of everything from the point of view of government providing to all. So if you lose your job from the airline industry because Ocasio-Cortez shuts down all air travel to, quote, save the planet. And by the way, no other country in the world would go along with this. So it would just be America committing economic suicide. But the real polluters, China and India, would do nothing. They're not going to shut down their industries. That this thought hasn't occurred to Ocasio-Cortez because the geographic scope of her consciousness is about 3 meters around her. She has no idea that there are other continents or other nations in the world. She really has no clue. I mean, no clue. But she's got a job for you if you lose your job because of her insane ideas. She's got a government-guaranteed job for you. Doing what exactly? Oh, well, that's easy. Murdering cows and demolishing buildings. Because there's a lot of that work that needs to be done. According to Ocasio-Insane-Cortez, there's a lot of cows that need to be murdered. And when you're done murdering the cows, don't worry. The New York Democrats can use you for murdering human babies, too, because that's what they're into now, infanticide. So there's a lot of cow murder and baby murder that needs to happen. And I'm sure Ocasio-Cortez is happy to give you a government salary to carry that out. And there's a lot of buildings that need to be demolished and rebuilt. You know, it's an old joke in libertarian economics that, you know, socialists and big government people think that you create economic opportunities by running around town with a hammer, shattering everybody's windows, because look at all the new window installation activity that would happen. And I joked about this several years ago. I said, you know, Democrats think that the way to have an economic boom would be to have every city in America nuke every other city in America, just destroy every city, and then talk about, wow, look at the incredible rebuilding effort. This is now Ocasio-Cortez's actual plan. Demolish all the buildings and then rebuild them and call it an economic boom. And that's what your job would be. So under the Democrats' government program, you would lose your real job. You would be given a government job to literally go tear down the economy, to destroy things. Or maybe they could use you on the underwater welding team to build bridges across the Pacific Ocean. The Pacific Ocean. Yeah, that project will employ a whole lot of people. And plus, you'll need rescue divers, you know, to save all the dead people who die from trying to weld underwater bridges across the Pacific at 2 miles deep or whatever. These ideas by Ocasio-Cortez are beyond insane. They are beyond laughable. They're almost historic in their stupidity. They set a whole new example of how insane socialism really is. Now, you might be wondering how exactly Ocasio-Cortez plans to pay for all of this. Well, you should know that socialists do not understand economics. They are economically illiterate. And so, of course, Ocasio-Cortez says you're not allowed to ask how it's going to be paid for. And the answer is simple. They're just going to print more money, more government debt, and just fund it that way. Just money from nowhere. This is the way socialists think. Just money from nowhere. You could just build anything with endless fiat currency. And then she says that with all this new debt and all this building destruction and reconstruction, that Americans will enjoy, quote, shared prosperity from all of these, quote, investments. So wait a second. Wait. So you mean to tell me that slaughtering all the cows in America, shutting down the air travel industry, collapsing tourism and the hotel industry, destroying every building in America in order to rebuild it, and embarking on an international transatlantic and trans-Pacific railroad program would create shared prosperity? And that these are, quote, investments? And think about the whole premise of this. She's promoting all of this to stop carbon dioxide from being produced by fossil fuels. And yet carbon dioxide is the greening molecule. Carbon dioxide is what plants need. Carbon dioxide is what we are lacking in the atmosphere. We don't have enough, barely 400 parts per million, which is a small percentage of the atmosphere. You know, we need more CO2 to have more plants, more rainforests, a wetter, greener world. That's why CO2 is called a greenhouse gas, because it works like a greenhouse, and greenhouses are great places to grow plants. That's why they're called greenhouses, by the way, and not brown houses, because plants love them. Plants live there. But Ocasio-Cortez wants to crush CO2, which would harm the earth. It would harm food production. It would harm rainforests. And in order to do this, she's willing to just basically collapse the U.S. economy and commit economic suicide. So I think she's a secret agent for the GOP. I think she's been planted there to make sure that Trump wins the 2020 election, because that's exactly what's going to happen. And just as the people of Venezuela who are starving to death are warning now on camera, they're warning us, beware of socialism. And Ocasio-Cortez says, no, socialism's awesome, because you never have to have accountability for stupid ideas. That's the great thing about big government, that there's no competition. You have a monopoly on bad ideas, and you can force people to accept them. And because we have all this censorship in the tech giants today, and all this lunacy in the media, they will worship and celebrate the dumbest ideas imaginable, as long as they're promoted by a Democrat. And Ocasio-Cortez is pretending to be a Democrat. You know, you could almost start to understand why New Yorkers want to murder their own babies. If they grow up to be like Ocasio-Cortez, it's an embarrassment to humankind. It's an embarrassment to all women, for example. I mean, here's someone who stands up and says she's a proud woman and she thinks she's a genius, and the press talks about her like she's a genius, and you look at what she writes down in her proposal, and it would fail fifth grade English composition if there were such a course in the fifth grade. I mean, creative writing. It reminds me, when I was in, I think it was kindergarten or the first grade. I think it was the first grade. When I was in the first grade, the teachers in my school played a cruel trick on all the kids for the amusement of the parents. This was for Thanksgiving. They had all the children write down what they thought would be recipes for how to cook a Thanksgiving turkey or some other Thanksgiving meal. So each of us wrote down a recipe. And then they would compile all the kids' recipes into a book. And then they had the book printed, you know, a copy for each student. And the student would take it home and share it with their parents. And then the parents would just flip through this thing and just die laughing. Because the recipes were like, you know, go find a turkey. Kill the turkey. Cut off its feet. Wash it in the bathtub. Stick it in the oven for 2 days at 500 degrees. Like these kinds of recipes. Okay. This is how first graders think you cook a Thanksgiving dinner. This, I have not thought about that until I read Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal. It sounds to me like first graders describing how to cook a turkey. It's like you chop off its head, you stuff it full of meatloaf, and pour ketchup on it and put it in the microwave. You know, whatever. We didn't even have microwaves when I was in the first grade, but you get the point. This is the way Ocasio-Cortez describes her Green New Deal. It's like first graders laughably thinking they're chefs. And granted, that was kind of a cruel trick that the school teachers played on, just kind of mocking their own students of how stupid you are as a first grader. But that's understandable to be inexperienced and ignorant when you're in the first grade. Ocasio-Cortez is ignorant as a 29-year-old congresswoman. She got elected by having no more brains than a first grader writing down a turkey recipe. I don't know to be sad or just to laugh so hard that I could hardly breathe. This is comedy and tragedy all wrapped into one. That's why I said we should make Ocasio-Cortez Speaker of the House. Nancy Pelosi is not entertaining enough with all her slurs and memory problems, and she can't remember anything, anybody's name, which word to use, whatever. That's not really entertaining. It's just kind of sad. You put Ocasio-Cortez in there, that shit becomes really entertaining all of a sudden. Make her wear a straitjacket while she reads her Green New Deal. Just picture her in a straitjacket saying, "We must slaughter all the cows." And when we're done with the cows, slaughter all the babies. We must demolish all the buildings in America. Like this is the economic planning of a millennial congresswoman who has, by the way, I think she's got a master's degree in economics, which just goes to show you there is something tragically wrong with New York universities or wherever she went to school. And remember when Democrats always said, we shouldn't build walls, we should build bridges. Well, apparently Ocasio-Cortez took that literally. She wants to build bridges across the ocean. Bridges to nowhere. Because this sounds good to Democrats. This sounds awesome. Let's build bridges. We don't want walls. We want bridges. Abortion is love. You know, whatever. They're insane. She wants to build bridges across the Pacific Ocean. Or maybe she thinks trains float. And why not? Why not? If a man can become a woman, why can't trains float? Why can't fossil fuels be replaced by unicorn farts? I mean, this is the way that leftists think. This is their form of socialism. Why can't she just say, let's pass a law to make it rain chocolate, so everybody can have chocolate and be happy? And I'm sure the New York Times would be, yes, this is a great idea. We should make it rain chocolate. And all the media, you know, BuzzFeed would be like, yeah, rain chocolate's awesome. We all need more chocolate. and we should make it rain chocolate. And Schumer would be there in the Capitol. He was like, we're going to pass a law to make it rain chocolate. And so the Democrats would pass this law, and then they would all look at the sky and wonder, why isn't it raining chocolate? And the answer is, because it doesn't rain effing chocolate, you morons. Because just because you say something doesn't make it real. Just because you pass a law doesn't make it real. Just because you say that getting rid of fossil fuels and having a green new economy would be an awesome investment in shared prosperity doesn't make it real. In fact, shared prosperity comes from fossil fuels. I don't know. I mean, maybe no one ever told her this. But do you realize that without fossil fuels, the world population would collapse. Food production would collapse because food is abundant and cheap because of fossil fuels. Because tractors don't run on solar panels, Ocasio-Cortez. Tractors run on diesel fuel. And how does that food get to the grocery stores? Oh, it's transported by trucks that run on what? Oh, diesel. Diesel fuel. I'm starting to have memories of Ben Stein and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Anyone, blank economics? Voodoo economics, Ocasio-Cortez. It's voodoo economics. These people, they're entertaining and they're infuriating at the same time. The bottom line is that if this is what our university system now produces, we are in deep trouble. If this is what Democrats are pushing, the Democrats are in deep trouble. If America ever gets controlled by these lunatics, then America is in deep trouble. They will spend the gross domestic product building underwater bridges and trying to test and see if trains can float. They will literally run across America, demolishing every building in sight and calling it economic renewal. This is not a joke. This is what Ocasio-Cortez is demanding. Well, at least proposing. Oh, and there were co-signers onto that, like Cory Booker and all these other Democrats. They signed onto that. They think that's an awesome idea. And of course, they have all these flowery words like it's social justice and, you know, reparations and every other terminology that millennials love to hear. But none of it makes any sense. It's all just complete lunacy. I think a great idea would be to find an island and let's just lock all of these Democrats away on an island and let them run their little experiment. And watch and see what happens. Let's let the Democrats go full on Lord of the Flies, except with women in charge. So Lord of the Gnats or whatever. And they would run their little island and they could have all their lunatic socialism ideas. They would, you know, Ocasio-Cortez would be in charge of the island of the Gnats. She would be the Lord Gnat. And she would say, we should build railroad tracks off this island. And people would say, well, how are we gonna build the railroad tracks? And she would say, stop being negative. We need solutions here, people. We're gonna build railroad tracks. And the people would ask, well, where do we get the steel? And Ocasio-Cortez would say, we just borrow it. We just borrow the steel. And the people would say, well, there's no steel on the island. And she would say, we just make it up. We just create the steel. And this would go in circles until they end up eating each other like cannibals because they don't even know how to find food or cook food or build shelter or anything because they're complete idiots. So they would end up eating each other. And if they're lucky, they would eat Ocasio-Cortez first. They would just put her on a satay stick, shish kebab Cortez, you know what I mean? Take her out first, and then the rest of them might have a chance to actually survive on the island. And we should have cameras like drone cameras, like Truman Show, hovering over the island, like some big reality show called, you know, Democrats in Charge, the Cortez Trials or something, the Cortez Chronicles. That's even better. And just watch Cortez, how she destroys everything in sight. But keep her on the island. Don't send boats. Don't send planes. Don't give her a satellite phone. Nothing. Trap them on the island so they have to solve problems without using somebody else's money. Because Democrats don't know how to do that. The only way they exist is as parasites on society, sucking the blood and economic productivity off of everybody else, while pretending to offer solutions, but only causing total chaos and economic suicide. I say, if they're going to do that, let them do it on their own little island. We should raise the money, have a GoFundMe island buying campaign to buy the island, kidnap Ocasio-Cortez, parachute her onto the island, and then have Truman Show drones watch what she does. That would be entertainment. That would be worth watching on CNN. Sadly, none of that will happen. And she will continue to operate in Congress while Twitter and Google and YouTube and Facebook ban all sensible Americans, ban people with good ideas, and they hype up the lunatics with the dumbest ideas that have ever been proposed in this nation. The people in Venezuela elected Maduro. I mean, not all of them, but more than half. And the other people who voted against Maduro, sadly, they got sucked into the ride. The torture, the government tyranny, the starvation and the collapse. And there's a lesson in that, which is never let socialists run your country, because they will run you into the ground. And even if you don't vote for the socialists, if enough other lunatics in society vote for them, they can drag you down with them, which is exactly what happened in Venezuela. And it's exactly what Ocasio-Cortez and people like her are trying to make happen in the United States of America. I say, put a straitjacket on that woman, march her out of Congress, send her back to the fifth grade to learn how to think. Give her like a whole K-12 education in a private school, like a Catholic school or something, and after that, she might come out okay. But the way she is right now, she is a danger to society. Her ideas are dangerous and destructive. No wonder the left-wing media loves her and tells her she's a genius. She believes it. She thinks she's the smartest woman in the world. Everybody who has a brain is laughing at her, laughing so hard they almost hyperventilate and pass out. So that's one way Ocasio-Cortez is dangerous. There have been fainting spells all across America as people have been reading her Green New Deal. There have been heart attacks and fatal fart attacks from people passing gas because of the buildup of pressure. Their heads explode. The blood pressure goes too high from all of the laughter. People's abs are sore the next day because it's so damn funny. In Texas, there's been an epidemic of scorpion bites of people because they've been rolling on the ground laughing. No, seriously. This is what Democrats do. They provide entertainment for society, but if you put them in charge, they destroy everything they touch. That's who they are. Woo, it's amazing. I tell you what, these ideas, these Democrats, they are really special. They are some special, special people, in the same way that if you visit a center for, you know, retarded children, they're special too. You know, you try to treat them with compassion. I actually did some volunteer work with retarded children when I was much younger. I volunteered at nursing homes, and I volunteered to help some retarded children. So I've been around them, and you know, your heart goes out to them. You try to help them. You feel sorry for them. But God forbid you don't put them in Congress. You understand? We need to help these people, but don't give them the reins of power. So maybe there's a proper camp or home for Ocasio-Cortez. Maybe there's a place she can go and we can keep her comfortable. But don't put her in Congress. She will destroy everything. But she may deliver a Trump victory in 2020, so I guess she does have a purpose. I can't wait to see what she's going to come up with next. This Green New Deal, this is a kind of genius. It's a genius plan to destroy the Democrat Party. It's like Ocasio-Cortez is a Trojan horse with her pants full of grenades. Like she walks into the Democrat Party and just pulls all the pins and explodes and blows the whole party apart with these insane ideas. I mean, that's a metaphor, obviously, but that's what she's like. She's like the ultimate Trojan horse. But she doesn't know it. She thinks she's a genius. She's so stupid, she doesn't know how stupid she is. I mean, there's a lot of stupid people, but most of them are smart enough to know that they're not that smart. There's a lot of people who will tell you they're too stupid to calculate a 15% tip at a restaurant. So they'll just go with 10% because that's easier for them. There's a lot of stupid people who know they're stupid. Ocasio-Cortez is so stupid that her own awareness of her stupidity goes right over her head. She has no idea. I'm amazed that she can speak. I'm amazed that she can put her clothes on without assistance. It's so rare to see this kind of specimen of stupidity at that level, that sort of educated stupidity, where they've got a college degree and the press tells them they're geniuses, but they're so incredibly stupid in practical terms that they could not survive a day unless they were a parasite living off of everybody else in society. And that's a pretty good definition of who she is and who Congress is, to a large extent. But there you go. Those are my thoughts on the matter. Truman Show, that woman. Put her on an island, fly in the drones. I want to see if she can survive. I want to see if she can build a shelter. I want to see if she can find a water source. I want to see if she can do anything other than just be a source of entertainment for everybody else. Or if she ends up roasting over a fire with a wild hog. This island has wild hogs, in case you didn't know. I know that because I just put them there. Because a lot of Pacific islands have wild hogs, and that's a food source right there. But nevertheless, this is it. Thanks for listening. I don't know what to say anymore. I don't know. It's incredible. But just keep watching, because this is going to get even more tragic and comedic at the same time. And I think we should make Ocasio-Cortez Speaker of the House. I think we should ask her for more ideas, because this one is so good. This is so amazing, so historic in its own special way. We should ask her, well, what's your next idea, Ms. Cortez? We want to know what's next. After we slaughter all the cows and build all the railroads across the Pacific and get that shit done, and we tear down all the buildings and we shut down the entire air travel industry, what do you have in mind next to make utopia even better? Because by the time we're done slaughtering all the cows and shutting down the air industry and eliminating fossil fuels and losing millions of jobs for everybody involved in the energy industry, it's going to be utopia. I know. It's so obvious. I can see it. Utopia is almost here. How do we make it even better, Ms. Cortez? Because I know you've got another idea. You've got a pocket full of ideas. And so far, you've only given us one. And it was so good, we need another one. We want Utopia Part 2. We want Utopia Squared. We want Utopia on steroids. How would you do that? And I'm sure that if you ask her, she'll give you those ideas And there'll be things like, well, you should, it's like I said at the beginning, you should nuke every city in America. She'll probably say, release biological weapons everywhere and shut down the power grid. And she'll say, pollute the atmosphere, block the sun, and drop sulfur into soils everywhere. Kill ocean life, and what else will she say? Ban mathematics because it's part of the white patriarchy. Mathematics, and ban science because science was mostly developed by white people. So this is going to be like the Green New Deal part due. This is Cortez on a roll. I think it's amazing. I want to know what she's got coming up next because it's life is short, but as long as we've got this kind of entertainment, then it's worth being here. That's all I'm saying. Thanks for listening. Most of the vitamin C available on the market today is made from genetically modified corn. If you want non-GMO vitamin C, get it from the Health Ranger store. We are certified non-GMO, lab tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and a lot more. Check out our non-GMO vitamin C at healthrangerstore.com.